Pennington County Historical Society has built quite a history for itself now. The organization is celebrating its 80th birthday this year, so it's been recording and preserving the history of our area since 1938. And I'm here at Ingolstadt Pioneer Village in Thief River Falls with the director of the Pennington County Historical Society, Jamie Bakken. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us about this 80th celebration. And what is that being called?
We're calling it Cheers to 80 Years. So we're very excited for this weekend for Saturday and Sunday. We're going to be having quite a few events happening here.
And it just so happens that it coincides with Riverfest.
Yeah, we planned it for that weekend because we were hoping that there'd be a lot of people in town, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun for all of us.
The building that we're sitting in here right now is one of many buildings that are at the Pioneer Village, and Pioneer Village doesn't go back 80 years, but the Pennington County Historical Society does. So tell us how it got founded.
Yes, so in July of 1938, the meeting of the Society of the American Sons and Daughters of Sweden in Thief River Falls met and formed the committee called the Pennington County Historical Society. And so from there, we've had lots of different board members, and we've been trying to preserve history. And the main way we do that is by using the buildings here at Petter Ingolstadt Pioneer Village.
So it was the Swedes, not the Norwegians, that got this started in Thief River Falls. What's up with that?
I don't know. According to my history, that's what it says. So I can guess I'm thankful for the Swedish people, even though I'm Norwegian myself.
So let's talk, first of all, about just a little bit about how this whole facility got here and what are some of the buildings that are here at Pioneer Village.
Okay, so the building that we're in right now is called the Ingolstadt Building. We had all these tractors and some cars and farm equipment, and Ralph Ingolstadt came and visited Pioneer Village, and the director at the time said, hey, we could really use a cover to protect these cars and tractors and the other farm equipment. And Ralph said, I can do better than that. I can build you a building, but you're going to have to change the name and name it after my grandfather. And people pronounce it also Petter Ingolstadt or Peter Ingolstadt. The first time I ever heard it was Petter, so that's what I go with. But it's easier to spell that way too. It's P-E-D-E-R. And then what happened was there was a new director in the 70s, and her name was Inga Giving. And she said, it would be really great if we could get some land and if we could have some different buildings that we could protect. And so she was able to get all different kinds of buildings that were going to be torn down and bring them to Pioneer Village. And one of the great stories is that she rode in on one half of our huge Northern Depot. The building was literally cut in half to transport it here onto the grounds. And so she rode right on top of it like a cowgirl. So that's pretty exciting. We have seven different cabins, two cabooses, two depots, and one of my favorite houses is the Hamry House. It's a beautiful purple Victorian house that we have. And all those buildings were brought right here to Pioneer Village. And then we also have a barber shop, and we have a general store. And the Street Wizards is a car club in Thief River Falls area. And they are taking care of our old pool room. So they've turned that kind of into a clubhouse. And there's some gas stations or gas pumps outside of that. And then we also have the Sons of Norway cabin, and the Sons of Norway take care of that building for us.
So there are changes to these things. So if you've maybe been here a couple of years ago, there are some new things to look at. Yes. New old things.
Absolutely. People are literally donating things almost every single day. It's crazy the amount of generosity that we have in this area for what people give. We have over 25,000 artifacts. So you could literally spend hours or weeks here. I'm here almost every day and I still see new things as I'm going through because there's just so many things.
If you could pick out like two or three of sort of the signature things, what would they be?
Yeah, so in the Ingolstadt Building, we kind of have our very main things. So I'd say the first one would be Petter Ingolstadt's actual tractor is one of the very first things when you walk in, and his plow is right behind it. His family members also have a little miniature version of one of the houses from the family that's right by it, so that's kind of neat. And then another one of our grant people is the Bido Foundation, and so we have Jean and Gretchen Bido's car. It's a 1930 Chevrolet four-door sedan. And then the thing that we have, according to one of the museum experts that came in and looked to see what we have that is worth valued the highest, is inside the Viking Depot, there is a sugar cane advertising advertisement, and it's quite large. I'd say it's probably like 20 feet by 30 feet, and that in itself is worth thousands of dollars. So that's kind of the biggest, most expensive item we have here.
Those American pickers would like to get their hands on that.
Yes, and they're definitely not coming here.
Right. So let's talk about the 80th anniversary this Saturday. You've got some events, and this is kind of just a way to get people to come on in here to Ingolstadt Pioneer Village if they haven't been in a while. And it starts on Saturday afternoon with some folks that we know, the Jensen sisters.
Yeah, we're so excited to have the Jensen sisters. I actually went to high school with their mom, and that's how we have the connection. They are just wonderful young ladies, and we love to hear them sing. So they will be here singing from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Saturday, and then 1:30 and 2:30 we're having turtle races.
Where do the turtles come from? Do people have to bring their own turtles, or do you have a supply of them here?
I do not have a supply of them here. Some of you might have heard my story, but I'll tell it again because it's worth telling. Last year I really wanted to do the turtle races. They do the in Purim, and I thought, oh, let's bring it to Thief River. That's always my idea. Thief River's awesome. Let's do fun things here. And so I went in my kayak for 2 days last year, paddling up and down the river. And you need to know my grandma lives on the river. So as a 12-year-old, I was very good at catching turtles. However, later on in life, apparently I'm not quite as quick as I used to be. And so I ended up having to have some help last year to get the turtle. And we only got one because I was not quick enough. However, this year I brought in professional help. Some college students are helping me to get some turtles. And we're only going to traumatize them for a little bit. And so the turtles, there'll be five of them, and they will be, I hope, and they will be in the center of a circle. And so each person will be able to have a turtle that wants to, five people will get to have the turtle. And then the turtle that gets out of the circle fast enough, there'll be a circle, that person will win some candy. So we'll do a few of those, and then the Jensen sisters will sing again, and then we'll do a few more turtle races. So please do not bring your own turtle.
So last year you lost the turtle race then. The turtle beat you.
Pretty much, yeah. I had one turtle, and then I did catch the frogs. They were pretty easy. So we had the turtle racing the frogs a little bit. So this year it hopes to be a lot better than last year.
All right. So then at 2 o'clock on Saturday, we move on to something that has become really popular, and that is the escape room.
Yeah. Lots of people are like, what is that? So basically it's kind of like a high intense scavenger hunt. So what you're trying to do is there's different clues, and you're trying to figure out what the answer to the clues are to find the next one. And then eventually to find the final clue so that you can escape in time. There are different volunteers in the room. We literally don't lock you in the room. That's always one of my fears every day when I leave Pioneer Village. Is anyone in here? I'm locking the door. So it's kind of ironic that we're doing this. But yes, so there's a volunteer in there. If you have a question, they can help you, and they'll give you a clue. And basically you have 20 minutes to try to figure out all the clues and get out of the room safely. We've been doing it quite often, but we have a brand new thing this year, and that is laser tag. We have 8 different laser tag vests and guns. And so it's for ages 5 and above, and we're going to have them by the cabin so you can use the cabins to shield yourself, because that's the easiest thing we have here, to shield yourself.
And then the next day, on Sunday, August 5th, a few activities going on as you celebrate 80 years here of the Pennington County Historical Society.
Yeah, and it's not in the paper, I don't think, but we are having mini golf. And so I've put together a small little mini golf course. It's only 9 holes, but that will be available both Saturday and Sunday. And that's included with admission. Admission is $5 for adults and $2 for children. And then kids 2 and under are free. So our past directors will be coming in on Saturday and Sunday. So if you are familiar with Avis and Bill Kennel, they were the directors before me. They're going to be here on Saturday, as well as Donna Meyer will be available Saturday. And then on Sunday will be also Donna's coming back for us, which is really nice of her. And then also Carol Boogie will be here on Sunday, and Bonnie Hallett. So if you want to visit with those past directors, they'll be available for you on Saturday and Sunday.
They preserve history in Thief River Falls, and they're actually making history. It's 80 years. Cheers to 80 years at the Pennington County Historical Society as part of Riverfest this Saturday and Sunday. We've been talking with Jamie Bakken, the director here. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.